is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. As a potential government shutdown is just hours away, President Donald Trump and Democrats are trading preemptive blame. Just minutes ago, leaders in the U.S. Senate announced that they would not be voting on any more legislation until a spending agreement is reached. As AP Sagar Magani reports, there was no timeline given.
President Trump and Democrats appear dug in over legislation that would avoid a shutdown at midnight. The standoff centers on the president's demand for billions in border wall funding, which the House put into a bill it passed yesterday. The president says the Senate now has to follow, though the bill has little chance of passing.
It's really the Democrat shutdown, because we've done our thing.
But he'd already said last week he would proudly shut down the government over border security. And Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says this is really the Trump shutdown.
You said so in your own words.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers would be furloughed or forced to work without pay if there's no deal to keep the government open. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court Friday refused to allow the Trump administration to implement new rules prohibiting asylum for people who enter the United States illegally. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the vote was 5-4, with conservative Chief Justice John Roberts voting with the liberals.
The court's order leaves in place lower court rulings that blocked President Trump's proclamation automatically denying asylum to people who enter the country from Mexico without going through official border crossings. The ban is now on hold pending the outcome of a lawsuit challenging it. That case could take months to resolve.
AP's Ben Thomas. The budget turmoil in Washington sent markets lower, with all three major indices on Wall Street closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials was down nearly 2%. This is VOA News.